It's Sunday. It's January 10th. I had this bizarre idea about an hour and a half ago that I was going to rewrite this Phil Oakes song. This is for all you people who stormed the Capitol building earlier this week, and for everybody who thinks there were good reasons for that, and even that it was a good idea. This is called What Are You Fighting For? Well, you tell me that there's danger to this land you call your own, and you pray they'll build a giant wall right beside your home, and you tell me that you're ready to go marching off to war, when I know you're set for fighting. Oh, but what are you fighting for? And before you grab your rifles from sea to shining sea, just think about the country that you claim you're setting free. Oh, there's many kinds of slavery, and we've invented many more. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? And before you walk out on your job in answer to the call, just think about the millions who have no job at all, and those who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? Turn on your cable news shows and turn them on so loud, and watch the fools a-smiling there that tell you to be proud, and listen to those talking heads shove hatred through your doors. Well, I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? And read your morning news sites, read every single line, and tell me if you can believe the simple words you find. Read every slanted word until your eyes are getting sore. Well, I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? Then listen to your leader who claims he won the race, as he stands there right before you and he lies into your face. If you try to bribe and buy him, you'll know what he stands for. And I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? Try putting on some ragged clothes and trying to draw a breath, as you tell the cops about your rights while they choke you half to death, and ask them as they lead you to some dark, deserted door. Sir, I know you're set for fighting, oh, but what are you fighting for? But the hardest thing I'll ask you, if you will only try, is to take your children by their hands and look into their eyes, and there you'll see an answer that you should have seen before. If we stop the wars at home, there'll be no fighting anymore. And that's all I got this week, folks. Have a safe week.